This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Is loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach. Beach and Company.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and I'm going to sound different today. I'll tell you why. Usually I take my showers in the morning, but yesterday I took it at night, and as I got out of the shower, the radio was on, and it was me. I was listening to myself while toweling off. And the show sounds different while toweling off. Tony, have you ever toweled off while the show was in motion?
You know, I have not tried that. Maybe I need to add that to my list of things.
You ought to try it. It's kind of fun, kind of exciting. But a lot of things going on with Beach and Company. I've been talking to you for some time about that show that is on Channel 4 at 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings and from 9 till 10:30. It's done by CBS News, right now they've been getting a little too political. They've always been very left-wing. However, they do a lot of good pieces that are interesting and good and well done, and they got good professional people there. But I see them sliding a little bit toward politics a little bit more. Well, yesterday, Jane Pauley, you remember her from the Today Show many years ago when she was a wee lass. But anyway, Jane Pauley was interviewing Andrew Cuomo. So I said, well, this will be interesting. Tony, did you happen to see that interview?
I did not.
Oh, well, I'll have to fill you in then.
Please do.
Yeah, okay. You would have loved when she asked Andrew Cuomo about the debacle in the nursing home where many people died because of a debacle by the state government. You would have... actually, she didn't ask him that.
Oh.
However, you would have really liked the no bail, because poor people sometimes can't afford bail. So they're letting people out and finding out that after they've been let out, they tend to commit more crimes. Yeah, you would have loved what he said about
that. Yeah, that would be a good question.
Yeah, if she had asked him, it would have been a good question. She didn't ask him that either.
Oh.
But you know what? I'm thinking that... when he said, I've got, right at the beginning, I've got to have 400 ventilators, and we need more beds and all that. Well, the president sprang into action and got him the much-needed ventilators. The only problem was the hospital ship only had under 100 people on it. They brought the hospital ship up there, and the Javits Center had very few people in it, too. So he was totally wrong and totally misjudged and used up resources that could have gone to other states. You should have seen his face when she asked him that. Well, you couldn't have seen his face because she didn't ask him that.
No.
She didn't ask him anything.
Governor, what's your favorite cheeseburger?
Yeah, his mother's meatballs would have been a heavy question to ask. And she was gushing over the fact that he is now single. Now, I don't know about you. Now, I'm not, you know, I'm not a guy to judge other guys' looks. Believe me, I have a mirror. I know what I look like. But does anybody think Andrew Cuomo is a hunk? Let's take a survey in the studio. First of all, Tony, yes or no, is Andrew a hunk?
That'd be a big no.
No, okay. How about Lucas? We're working with Lucas today. Lucas!
Lucas, is the governor a hunk or no?
No.
No.
No, so we've got three no's. So the three of us know the governor is not a hunk.
Wait, we need one more vote, Sandy.
Yeah, who else? Who else would that be?
That would be the gentleman on the hotline who, by the way, needs to try the new steak and cheese crunch roll, and that's Danny Neverth.
Oh, Danny Neverth.
So let's ask Danny.
Danny, is Governor Cuomo a hunk or not? Not in a sexual way, just as a casual way.
I don't think he's a hunk, but I don't think he's that bad looking. Anyway, but
really, I don't think he's that good looking. But anyway, what are you doing on the phone? Are you playing phone tag?
Talk about me. I want to talk about me. I have not received. I've been on your show a couple of times, and I thought this would be the gateway to my getting back into broadcasting. I'm making these videos with a Hollywood producer, Ron Shuney. We have all kinds of music. I send the videos out. You post them online. Not one job offer.
Aren't you paying attention? Don't you see what's happening in the media in Buffalo? There's a new station starting up, virtually being run by all of our friends. Everybody involved with it is a friend of ours. Yeah. And they didn't offer you a job, Dan?
They didn't offer me a job. No, but here's what I'm doing. I'm picking up a few extra bucks. And by the way, I want to thank you and Bernadette for trying to help me with the videos that I've been doing. But I'm going to keep doing them. But here's what I'm doing now. I started a new organization. I'm actually in charge of handling publicity for OBE, okay?
OBE? What is that?
It's Offended by Everything.
Oh, okay. That's a big group.
Yeah, it's a new organization. Now you realize that Eskimo pies are not going to be available as Eskimo pies anymore because somebody found it offensive. Oh, so I'm going to help them. I'm going to help the people who make Eskimo pies and make the transition to a new product. It'll be called Way Up Above Alaska Pies.
You know, I watch all of those Alaska shows. Some of them are beyond the North Pole, and I never heard them reference Eskimos on the show.
Right.
Ever.
Okay, well, here we go. I've got some more that I'm going to help. I'm available to help all these companies, okay? Now, think about how offensive this is. French fries, okay?
French. Ooh.
Sauerkraut.
Oh, now you're getting nasty.
Yeah. Sausage. Polish sausage. Italian sausage, German bologna, those things are all offensive. So I'm going to go with those companies that make that stuff. And how about animal cruelty? Hot dogs, okay?
Hot dogs, yeah. Salins, of course. You got to have hot dogs.
And Kit Kats. Finally, I'm going one of the big companies, Bird's Eye Frozen foods, okay?
Oh, how about that? Now, Danny, you know who's doing the morning show on this new station?
Yeah.
your old partner, Gail Ann Huber.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And my old partner, Cinema Bob Stilson.
Jeepers. You know, and they didn't offer me a job.
Well, Seriously, Dan, every name I read associated with the new WEBR, every single one of them are friends of ours.
Oh. Okay.
So we got an escape route if we need it.
You and I have been friends, Sandy, for 49 years, 6 months, and 8 days.
But who's counting?
Yeah.
One of those crunch rolls, are they out now, the steak and cheese ones?
Yes, they are. You could get them at Dash's Market and Pelicano's Market on Niagara Falls Boulevard.
Okay, how come he knew that and you didn't, Dan?
Because I talked to Darren.
Oh, you go right to the top. Never mind, Dan.
It's more than I do. He gets crunch rolls.
You don't even get a free crunch roll from your son. What kind of family is that? No. Now you are in the catbird's position on Father's Day. You've got so many progeny that you probably need a trailer to get the gifts in there.
Wait a minute. I had progeny.
Had progeny. It's good for a Hail Mary, a couple of acts of contrition.
Hey, listen, if you can do anything to help me, I'd appreciate it.
Well, I do know Cinema Bob, and you know Gail Ann Huber. Between that, we know the morning show.
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't want to get up that early. I like to do a show.
Well, if you're going to do a morning show, you got to get up early, Dan.
Yeah, okay. But I like to do a show where, like, 2.5 minutes and do it from my house.
You know? I think you should double your last workload and do a 5-minute show every day.
Sandy, at my age, I don't think I can.
You probably can. Yeah, you went to the Joe Biden Memory School, didn't you?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Huh? I can't remember talking to you. Goodbye. Goodbye. All right. So have you tried those yet, Tony?
Yeah, they are absolutely delicious. In fact, I will say that it's moved to the top of the list as my favorite crunch rolls.
Oh, wow.
In fact, I might even make some tonight.
Well, that sounds good. We'll have to check them out next time. And that's a good area to sell them. I'm on Niagara Falls Boulevard a lot, so that's good. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930. We've got Lucas with us today. You know what that means? If our Lucas married Rob Lucas, he'd be Lucas Lucas. Probably not going to happen, but I just thought it'd be good for a joke. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. Okay, we have the WBEN 7 First Alert Forecast. Today, thunderstorms and 83. Tomorrow, thunderstorms, 100% chance of rain tomorrow night, and 82. And Wednesday, let me see. I can't even read my own writing. I've got to get better writing. Partly cloudy and 71. That's it. It's the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and lots going on. First of all, Tony, Father's Day was yesterday.
Yes.
Yes, and I understand. I saw you posted something nice online, and I understand something nice happened to you, being the father of two.
It was an incredible Father's Day, that's for sure. Nicholas pulled the ultimate surprise. And this just proves that you don't need money to spend on gifts in order to make someone happy. I'll just back up. When I woke up, I saw a note on one of the doors. So I was like, okay, what's this? Read the note. Leads me to another note. Okay, read the instructions on that. Leads me to the third note. So I pour, that was in my cup of my coffee cup waiting for me. So I pour my cup and I, having my coffee and I'm reading the note. And there's some instructions on it. It says, Dad, hope you're enjoying your coffee. Happy Father's Day. I want you to go into the living room, turn on the TV, go to YouTube, and find my playlist. So I did that. And on the playlist were several videos that Nick posted that were things that are special to us, things that we've enjoyed over the years, including, and I can't believe he's got such a memory, a video clip of the Red Sox winning the World Series in 2007 when Nicholas was a baby. He didn't want to sleep, so I was rocking him in his little bouncy chair as we watched the Red Sox win the World Series. So that was one of the things in there. So he followed it up with a personal video that he made and loaded it. And in that video, he talked about the things that that are special to us. And he says, by now, Dad, you've noticed that I am sleeping on the couch. So this is past me trying to wake up current me and with the TV, raise the volume, wake himself up. It was hysterical because he wanted to make me breakfast and do all that. But it was so special because of the thought that went into what he did.
A lot of work went into that.
Yes,
yeah,
it was very clever.
A lot of thought and a lot of work, and it's nice that he took the time. You didn't get that tie you were wanting, huh?
No. I didn't get the tie, but it did bring tears to my eyes. I told him, Nick, that was special.
That was very nice. My daughter used to, when she was really young, She used to do some homemade things every once in a while, but usually things I already had. In other words, she would walk around the house and see something that she thinks I had lost track of or something and wrap it up and give it to me. So that was that.
That's cute.
Yeah, it's cute when you're, you know, not when you're 27. It's not that cute.
That's true.
You know, money means nothing to her. That's why she gave me nothing. No, but that was very nice. Did your daughter, the wild one, get you anything?
Lots of hugs and kisses and cards. And it was nice. And we also played in the yard. We had the pool up. We had a squirt gun war that did not end too well, but it was fun.
Now, Jeannie put something online for her father, but she also mentioned you, but you're not her father.
No. No, it's just a happy Father's Day to the man, you know, who's the father of her kids.
The man in her life.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's nice. That's very nice.
It
was nice. Can we agree that it was nice?
It was nice.
It was very nice. It was better than nice. It was very nice.
I hope you had a wonderful Father's Day.
Oh, I did. It was the same as last year. But
that tie again.
Exactly. All right. Now, we got a couple of things today that we'd like to talk about, and I'm not going to get the chance to lay them all out before the news at the bottom of the hour, but I will tell you what they are. One is, if you were in charge, how would you have responded to the fatal shooting in Seattle? In the demilitarized zone, two people were shot. One was a young guy who graduated from high school on Friday night and on Saturday night was shot dead in the compound. The other was shot and is in serious condition. Cops tried to go in to get information and to see if there was any further danger, and they wouldn't let him in. Now, I think this has gone far enough. It's not the summer of love. When you have a fatality, a fatal shooting, it's simply not that. So I'm going to ask what you would do. The second thing, you talk about breaking my heart. If you ask me about quarterbacks in the National Football League, and I've been watching all my life, okay, I say Jim Kelly is my guy, first of all. I love Jim Kelly, love the way he played. Next would be Peyton Manning. Loved the way Peyton played. And after that would be Brett Favre. I may have to move Brett a little bit down on the list, however, because I don't know if he's inhaling tractor fumes or what, but he's equating Colin Kaepernick with Pat Tillman. He's saying they're on the same level. That's ridiculous. One gave up his life for his country. The other just made a nuisance of himself. We'll talk about that as well. On News Radio 930, this is WBEN. It's being reported that Don Paul is going back to Channel 4. That's where I first met him. That's where probably you first met him, right, Tony?
That's correct. In fact, he used to come in every day when we did Buffalo's Evening News with Tim Wenger and Susan Rose. Don would come in and do a live weather segment with us every day, and it was fun.
See, I've kind of lost track of Don Paul after he left. However, I understand that you're a regular person. Every day you kind of have touch base with Don Paul online.
Oh, yeah. I happened to see a tweet this morning. That's how I knew.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, well, I'm sure. Now, on Friday, it was a big day at our house. We got in the vehicle and went for the world's best cheeseburger and Amish food. We stopped at the Conowango stand. It's right across the street from the Conowango Town Garage. That's how it's easy to spot. And they have, like, the best Amish stuff. And we got some breads and some goodies from the Amish. Then I drove another 10 minutes, probably, to get to the R&M restaurant. Keep in mind, I pay for everything. I don't accept anything for free. So when I'm telling you about this, it's not just because I got something to say it. No, I paid for it, and I'm still telling you, it's the best cheeseburger in the world. Got to talk to Mr. Cheeseburger, the owner, and he said he missed us. We haven't been down there since, last fall, Bernie? Probably last fall. So anyway, it's open now. It's on the main street right at the highway. You can't miss it. It's the R&M restaurant. And Bernie and I, let's see, I had the Duke Burger. She had the Duke Burger. I had mashed potatoes. She had mashed potatoes. I had butter. She had gravy. All right, so that was the only difference.
She wins.
Well, you like gravy better than butter?
Man, do I love gravy.
Tony.
Gravy on French fries. Oh, man.
But they make a big mountain of mashed potatoes and hollow out the center, and it's filled with butter.
Ooh,
the rich, creamy butter. The one where it comes from the cows, where they go, huh?
Mm, you're making me hungry.
I know where they get butter. I don't know where they got gravy. What do you have to rub to get gravy?
What do you need? Flour?
Are you rubbing flour again? you're a lonely man, aren't you?
I can tell. I'm stuck on gravy right now.
Yeah, I'm stuck on Amish pastry.
Did you get any Amish donuts?
They didn't have any.
Oh.
I love those Amish donuts. Believe me, I would have gotten some, but they didn't have any. But they're very nice people. You get down there, and they have a nice supply of things if you get down there early. And they're open on Fridays and Saturdays, not Sunday. And we wore a mask, and we kept a social distance from the pastry.
Yeah, right. Get in my belly.
It went directly from the counter to my mouth to make sure there was no contaminants. That's the way it is. Now, let's see. First of all, in case you didn't know, they have this chap or whatever it's called. I'm still calling it Seattle because it's part of Seattle, all right? It's 3 blocks. It used to be 6 blocks. Now it's 3 blocks, okay? They just took over the town. Well, you would think the mayor wouldn't have anything to do with that. She'd stop them. No. Well, she'd at least let the police stop them. No. Well, you think the governor would say something. You know, you can't just take over a part of America. Did the governor do anything? No. And the president's saying, either you tidy this up or I will. But I think he's got to stop saying it unless he does something. The time is, it's not the time. It's just not the time. When it comes time, you got to do it. You know what I mean? I would say, and probably the same thing with you, Tony. And I've been in a few, not a lot, but a few scrapes in my life, okay? And I didn't say to the person, boy, are you in trouble? I'm going to lay back and just haul one and send you out of this zip code. No, you don't do that. And you don't warn anybody. You just do it. You feel that way, Tony?
Yeah, there's no need to warn. There's no,
no need for
advertising. Just,
it's ridiculous.
To go to work, you go to work.
Yeah, so we've had enough of the warnings. Let's go and get it done. Get it done. So everybody was wondering, well, what happens if there's any kind of a problem? There's no police. Well, there was a problem, wasn't it? Things only a couple weeks old. And on Friday night, kid got out of, graduated from high school, I guess, on Thursday night. And on Friday night, was shot dead in that compound. Another guy, I don't know if he was with him or not, Another guy got shot, and he's in serious condition, and he's still alive, as best we know. But there's at least one fatality. Well, on the sound of gunshots, and I heard the audio of the sound of gunshots, it was obviously, to me, a semi-automatic. It sounded very smooth and very fast. But there were several shots, maybe five or six, that I heard, boom, 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 boom. And so the police went to go in, and they were pelted with stuff, and anyway, they wouldn't let them in. There again, if the police want to go in, the police have the authority to go in. They have guns. If that's not enough, maybe you should send somebody else in. You know what I'm talking about? They didn't let them in. And that's beyond the pale now. It's not the summer of love, as the mayor suggested. It's just an illegal, dirty compound. And why the city is continuing to supply them with things they need and picking up their trash. Why? What the hell? I mean, well, I just don't get that. So I'm saying, what would you do if you were in charge to take care of that? I can tell you what I would do. First of all, I would try and get some undercover people to find out where the people are that actually live there are really trapped. Where are they? And where are the ringleaders? Where are the people with the guns? Now, not everybody in there has a gun, but they have at least a couple of guns. So here's what you do. You find out where those guns are, and you take that first. You go in with overwhelming force. Now, whether it's a police action or a National Guard, I think it's perhaps better as a National Guard, although someone suggested on TV today that the FBI go in as a federal agency. But I'm thinking National Guard. Think of how overseas, when they had to go door to door, not knowing, we should ask David Bellavia about this, he would know, going door to door and not knowing what insurgent was there with all kinds of things to try and kill you. If we can get through that, which we did, we can certainly get through Seattle. So that's what I would do, use either National Guard or the FBI. Take out the people with the guns first, that would eliminate the danger, and then arrest everybody else that needs to be arrested, that your undercover people have told you about them. That's what I would do. I would do that, and I think it would be a very efficient way to do it. The other thing I have here really annoys me, and as I said, Brett Favre is just below Jim Kelly and Peyton Manning, okay? But I love Brett Favre. And keep in mind, I was in Wisconsin when they went to the Super Bowl and won, okay? So I love Brett Favre. I really do. Here's an article from Newswire, Newswire facts. Brett Favre thinks Colin Kaepernick's football career is on the same level as Pat Tillman. Huh? It's not easy for a guy his age, black or white, Hispanic, whatever, to stop something that you've always dreamed of doing and put it on hold, maybe forever, for something you believe in. He told TMZ that. Okay, I can only think of, right off the top of my head, Pat Tillman is another guy that did something similar, Favre said, and we regard him as a hero. So I'd assume that hero status will be stamped with Kaepernick as well. I don't think so. First of all, I think it's really a mistake. Tillman gave up a career in the NFL. He was a defensive back. He gave up a career in the NFL to wear the uniform and was killed wearing the uniform. And he was killed by friendly fire. But he was willing to take a chance of armed conflict when he left. Well, what was Kaepernick taking a chance of? Illegal kneeling? You know they weren't going to do anything. The NFL's a pussy when it comes to that stuff. So I think it's a disrespect for Tillman to say that Kaepernick is in his ballpark. I don't think so at all. That's my opinion. So those are the two big questions, okay? If you were in charge, What would you, how would you respond to the fatal shooting in Seattle and Kaepernick versus Tillman divided by Brett Favre? Do you agree with what Brett has to say or not? I would say, I hate to say it, but I'm going to. No, I don't agree at all with what Brett has to say. We'll be back with more. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. You can also text us at 30930. You got to go with the 716-803-0930. That's it. Good. We're back after this. Okay, we have the weather forecast, the WBEN7 First Alert weather forecast. Today, 83 degrees and thunderstorms. Tomorrow, 82 with some afternoon thunderstorms, 100% chance of rain. And Wednesday, partly cloudy and 71. Tony, you have something to share with us.
Yeah, we're going to go to Facebook, Sandy, just to show you that we don't always take calls or texts and things like that that agree with us. We often will go in the other direction.
Sure.
And I'm going to give you Jay's comment and Tom replies to Jay. I'll give it to you both. Jay says, is that really what you care about, Sandy? Do you really care about the shooting, or do you want your listeners to dig into the racist roots? Then Todd replied, Sandy has to bait his audience. It's all about the money, big ratings, bigger paycheck.
Well, first of all, thank you. Thank you. Yes, we do have great ratings, and I make an enormous amount of money. I really do. Sometimes I make so much, I have to burn it. I literally, because it's just not, it makes a big bulge in your pocket. You know what I mean? Every second Friday of the month, I have to go to the bank, and you'll notice they have a armored car backed up there. That's just for me. So I have to tell them which branch I'm going to. Okay, so that's that. Tony, it's amazing. People have their thoughts of what we do and how we do it, and they're free to think it. But as long as they're thinking we're making huge money, I have one word to say to that person who thinks we make huge money. Intercom. Okay, look it up.
They're woke, Sandy. Jay and Tom are woke.
Oh, they are so woke. I can't believe it. Okay, let's see. What do we have? Let's go to line one, and that would be. So they didn't really comment on that, did they? They didn't comment. And first of all, do you think it's a little out of line to accuse me or anybody else of racism when we are not complimentary to the hostile takeover of a section of a major American city? And in that group, they're not all willing participants. Some of them own shops there, and they're stuck there. Some of them have living quarters there, and they're stuck there. Somebody was killed over the weekend with gunfire, and the cops were not allowed in. Now, you think that might be a little harsh for you? It's a little harsh for me. Think about it like this. 101 people over the weekend in Chicago, 101 people were shot. 101. And 14 of them died. All right? So don't give me any of that crap about we have racist audience. We have an audience that believes in law and order. And I do. I'm a big believer in law and order. The bottom line is, if you don't like it, you don't like it. Too bad. Pardon me, luckily I get out at noon now. It gives me more time to spend money. All right, let's go to line one. That should be Joe in Forestville. Joe, you're on WBEN.
Well, good morning, and great work you guys are doing.
Thank you.
You just said that, so they had a bunch of hunting accidents in Chicago yesterday. That's terrible.
Yeah, exactly. The deer were running in Chicago.
I told your screener about how I would handle the thing in Seattle. See, what they're looking for is a photo op. Now, you can recall that girl laying over a body in Kent State.
Yeah, I do. I do remember the National Guard was in there, yep.
Yeah, so they're looking for a photo op that will change the course of what's going to happen in November, anything they can do to prevent that. And so to go in there and force, and you could do that, but what I told your screener, what they should do is cordon off the area, shut off all utilities, water, electric, have one point in, one point out, and say, okay, we're giving you an opportunity, get en masse, one by one, whatever. You're going to come out. You're going to be processed. You're going to be arrested. But whoever wants to stay in, you can stay in. It's your own autonomous economy, just like the guy that got shot. Well, the guy that got shot, I saw on TV, the people that were keeping the police from going and taking care of the situation. Okay, you got your own police force. Do you have your own hospitals? Do you have your own triage? Do you have your just make it into where they have to have their own little country and they have to do everything themselves and shut off the food, the water, everything, and just go from there. But you can't go in there and just start, you know, doing what should have been done on the first.
Yeah, see, that's the humane way to do it. However, the only downside is that the mayor is supplying them. They provided a list when they first went in there of things that they needed, and she supplied them. They also come and get their trash collected. I don't know how often, but their trash guy gets collected. So all the things that would work for what you said, which is really a good idea, of being negated by the mayor, and then the governor isn't any better. Hey, thanks, Joe. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
So, after city commissioners voted to slash almost $16 million from the Portland police budget, hundreds of protesters showed up at Mayor Ted Wheeler's house. The protesters shouted, "Black Lives Matter," and "Hands up, don't shoot." They weren't mad that the budget had been cut. They were in a total rage because the $16 million cut was so small. They wanted a $50 million cut from the police budget. And one of the city commissioners agrees with them. She voted against the $16 million cut because, in her view, it wasn't deep enough. Now, meanwhile, in nearby Washington State, protesters showed up at the home of Cheryl Selby. She's the mayor of Olympia. And they vandalized her home. The mayor had declined to issue a curfew when the protest started in her area. She went out of her way to express solidarity with these protester human debris types. But now she is singing a different tune. She says the Black Lives Matter protesters who spray-painted her home are like domestic terrorists. She says that she's still trying to process what happened to her home. She complains, "It just isn't fair. I reached out." Well, Ms. Mayor, even though the security and condition of your home matters to you, it doesn't matter to them. All homes, like all lives, don't matter to the left. Certainly yours doesn't. Life really is unfair sometimes, especially in your case, isn't it? What are you going to do? Just because you can write does not qualify you to be a best-selling author. And the same logic applies to identity theft protection. You may be good at monitoring your credit, but that doesn't make you an authority on identity theft. Data breaches, your personal information gets in the wrong hands. This becomes complicated stuff. Cyber criminals commit identity theft every day. Now, on your own, you could miss certain identity threats, like somebody taking out a payday loan in your name, for instance. Or your information stolen as part of a data breach put out there on the dark web for other cyber bad guys to use for their own selfish gain. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft, but let me tell you, LifeLock has the tools and the know-how to help you like no other. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Just go to LifeLock.com, promo code RUSH. That's it. LifeLock.com, promo code RUSH, 25% off.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE HD3 Niagara Falls, a radio.com station. Live from the Aesthetic Associates Center studios, we're open. And this is the station that never closes.
It's been a long, painful period, but we start to reopen.
Your official station for reopening in Western New York, News Radio 930 WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.